Come on.
And I had two senators on at the same time yesterday, former Senator David Pryor, current Senator Mark Pryor.
That's pretty impressive. I've been able to meet the current Senator Pryor, but I would have loved to have met his father.
Yeah, he's been on the morning show a few times, and I thought that would preclude anyone else from the family from coming on our station. But apparently word did not get to Senator David Pryor, so he came on and was hanging out a little bit. And then Mark called in, so that was
great. If you missed that, check it out on our Zone blog. It was really good stuff.
Thank you, Matty T. Excellent work, my friend. Big Al is here hanging out. He is a friend of the program, and that program, of course, is UALR. And we are so thrilled to be joined by one of my favorite fathers of all time, Chris Peterson. Coach, happy Father's Day in advance of Sunday's actual day. So we want to wish you some goodwill as you travel out of town.
Well, Justin, I appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to you also, and Al.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much, sir.
Al has always been a great friend to not only UALR, but to a lot of things in Central Arkansas, the state of Arkansas. He's a great member of our community. It's Justin, you're lucky to have him sitting by you.
Coach, he's a dang sweetheart. And if he came empty-handed, I would have been thrilled to have him. But instead, he came with steak burgers. So, I mean, it's just I feel overwhelmed.
You should.
Yeah. It's been good so far. I feel overwhelmed about the excitement of potentially getting a bowl game here in Central Arkansas. It has been talked about for several months now, and apparently there are being some strides made towards that direction. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it's we continue to have the discussions, and the original discussions were 5 years ago, and about the potential of having a bowl game, and then there was a moratorium put on by the NCAA on bowl expansion, and that moratorium ends at the conclusion of this football season. And so we had a meeting then December 18, I believe, is when I had Commissioner Benson in town with a small group of individuals and David Basil being one of those. And then we added some people to that small group yesterday and had another meeting with Commissioner Benson and Commissioner Steinbrecher from the Mid-American Conference. And Dr. Steinbrecher had not seen, not really had a tour of War Memorial. So he had a tour of the stadium. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, we were fortunate enough to have a little half-hour session with Governor Beebe. And you talk about not only is he a great governor, but you talk about a guy that knows athletics, and mm-hmm. you talk about a guy that knows football.
Yeah.
And I talked to Troy or to Terry Mahajer, A-State's AD, yesterday afternoon. I said, man, you better make sure you're doing the right thing, because governor is in step with what's going on with A-State football and football, nationally. He's talking about the Boise State game versus Oklahoma, and I mean, you talk about somebody's passionate about college athletics and college football. I just hope he doesn't get control of the Sun Belt basketball officials. Otherwise, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, it's one thing to have a chancellor or a president riding you, but man, when you got the governor watching closely.
The governor dials in, you got a problem.
Yeah, you better make sure you're doing what he wants for sure. Well,
exactly.
I would say they're doing a pretty good job right now. So, yeah. It was a great year for the Sun Belt, Coach, from a football standpoint, as far as having multiple teams, that were available for bowl positions. And luckily, I think just about everybody landed in a bowl game. Maybe not necessarily everybody got the bowl game they wanted, but it could always be worse. You could have been La Tech and locked out after a great season. So certainly this would be a step in the right direction of making sure that more deserving teams get an opportunity to play beyond the end of the regular season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing that I struggle with at times as an old player, as an old coach, as a son of a coach, and as a director now and a father, more than anything, is the national pundits that will, kind of mock and have comments about too many bowl games and who cares about the Mako, Car Bowl and the AdvoCare Bowl or whatever. But you know what? If you're on the dance team or the cheer squad or pep band and the football team and everybody associated with the program would go to a bowl game, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's a neat deal, and it's a great experience. And, you know, anytime you can enhance the experience for student-athletes and college students and their fans and move them to a city and create some type of festival atmosphere, you know, it's all good. And the beauty of say, you know, i.e., for example, a Rice Bowl, and you promote the state of Arkansas, you're promoting everything that's good about college athletics, you know, the economic impact to, you know, the Little Rock metropolitan area, as we've done the research on, you know, the New Orleans Bowl and the GoDaddy.com Bowl and the Liberty Bowl and the Music City Bowl. We're talking, you know, anywhere from $20 to $25 million. And, you know, that's, I don't know what it is with you guys, but that's an adult check in the Peterson household.
Yeah, that's a lot more than I'm going to get this year for sure.
Al's probably right in that category.
Well, but, yeah, know. But I mean, for the most of us, you know.
That's yeah,
a,
that's sure
a lot,
it is.
It's a lot of steak burgers, Al.
It had to be. We might as well go ahead and everybody pay in advance for the next 15 years for me, please.
And that's at
one, you're in.
That's at steak burger where he works in like 24-karat gold flex. That's a really tasty burger. Chris Peterson, UALR Athletic Director, joining us on the Revolution Hotline. And again, talking bowl game, making some potential movements in the right direction for bowl games. Why MAC, Coach? I mean, Conference USA is regional. MAC is certainly a good football conference. How did that come about to maybe partner with them?
Well,
with the
that was, you know, the partnership that, you know, we're also, you know, have reached out to Conference USA, and which is probably geographically a better fit. But the Mid-American Conference has a relatively large portion that are, you know, in that 600-mile radius, you know, that could make that drive. And that's the key to a bowl game, is that your fans can drive, you know, and come to your city and, you know, spend 2 to 3 to maximum, say, 4 nights. And also doing it, you know, before the first of the year, that December, you know, that late December when corporate America is kind of shut down and enjoying the holidays, and you got hotel rooms that need to be filled up, and restaurants that, you know, that you got Christmas parties, but then the overall structure of the dinners and the luncheons and the breakfast. I mean, you know, having that kinds of people in your community when you can pump, you know, anywhere between the 10 and 20,000 people in your community over that time, it's good for everybody.
There's no question about that. And, you know, back to your point, too, about, you know, people complaining there are too many bowl games. At the end of the day, you know, if you're looking at a national, you know, significance game, there's really only one that matters at the end of the day right now until we go to this playoff. Then you'll have three that will impact a national championship. But again, there's so many more teams that deserve a chance to showcase what they've had as far as a great season goes. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think it'll be fantastic. Now, there's talk that maybe this will take over a charter that may not exist anymore for a particular bowl game, or would this be a new addition to the list of bowl games now?
This would be a new bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a startup bowl. We're not taking over anybody's charter.
Okay, so what is this what's a timetable on something like this? Let's just say today you said, okay, yep, it's going to happen for sure. These are the conferences. This is the date. We know the facility already. How long does it take to get something like this ready to roll?
Well, next step is Dr. Steinbrecher and Commissioner Benson are going to visit with the ESPN folks in the next 10 days, because both leagues are contractually bound to ESPN with their conference package, but that does not control the bowl games, number one, and to see where their interest is and what kind of television fees that they would be interested in paying for the rights to the game. That also determines when your game is at times. I mean, a perfect world, like I said, where if you asked me when could this bowl game be, I mean, we picked December 20th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the Saturday before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
After that process, then you know, and you have to have a line of credit. You have to go through prior to, you know, to this upcoming year. You got to be certified by the NCAA. Now, I go to the College World Series, Championship Series, a week from Sunday. I'm going to leave Little Rock and go up and sit with Denny Pope, who's the senior vice president for championships with the NCAA, who was in charge of the certification process for the bowl games for years. And I've been very fortunate through my past to have crossed paths with Denny several times. And, you know, my 4 years at Creighton, I actually was the host for the NCAA Box, the College World Series, and that box actually is Denny's. I mean, that's where the corporate people come up and the NCAA people, and I was there, you know, I was the guy that was making sure that the appetizers were there and the ice waters were cold, you know.
Right.
So I've had the chance to, you know Denny for quite some time, and, you know, he's just one of us. He's an excellent human being and a class act, and he'll have the ability also to tell me, which he's already told me, he'd be more than happy to kind of take me and show me the speed bumps and what issues that I might be dealing with and how to hopefully alleviate some of them if we continue to go down that path.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I know I watch a lot of these bowl games, and some of these smaller tiered bowl games, the attendance isn't that great. Do you have to estimate what kind of draw we might have here in Little Rock?
Well, no, you don't have to estimate it, but the whole point is that you want to get, you know, you want to get a great crowd. My whole point was this group of people. I mean, as you read in the paper, you know, the slug line is our time to shine, you know, with the abbreviation of the state of Arkansas. I mean, it's like I told this group yesterday, I'm not into having 15, 20,000 people in the stadium. I'm in the, if we want to do this, show the country that we are what we say we are. You know, we talk about being passionate football fans in the South. And, you know, I can't tell you the amount of times I hear that Arkansas's got the greatest football fans. Well, this is the time to show the country that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all about showing up to see IE Troy University, who's, as you all know, historically is a really good football team, possibly played Northern Illinois, you know, who we've seen as playing the Orange Bowl last year.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, in a perfect, you'd love to have, you know, the Red Wolves, Arkansas State, roll in, you know, and playing, you know, say, if in an art large, maybe a La Tech, that'd be outstanding.
But, yeah.
You know, as soon as you say you want that, that's when it doesn't happen, you know.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, ideally it would be. You'd love to have Arkansas State in it because it'd be ideal for their fans, and they have great fans. It's ideal for the state of Arkansas. But you got to be prepared. It's about promoting your state. It's about promoting the product of rice, you know, in agriculture in the state of Arkansas, and, you know, and selling, you know, the greater Little Rock metropolitan area, you know, 700,000 people, that, you know, that what it's all about, what the state of Arkansas is all about, and you know, what the southern hospitality we profess all the time, and which we have, is kind of showing the country that we do.
Coach, this is certainly, yeah, like you said, it's exciting for Central Arkansas. I think folks will get out and support it. I think it'll be cool to have one in our backyard. Although I have to say, there have been some other potential locations that have been discussed as new bowl games. And
Dubai?
Dubai I'm not as interested in. That's a really long flight. But, man, I'll tell you what, Nassau in the Bahamas would not be the worst place to catch a bowl game, I would think. And that would be, of course, in addition to watching the Little Rock game. But, man, that'd be fun.
So you're thinking Nassau instead of the Rock is what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying in addition to, I would be thrilled with the opportunity there. That would not be a Rice Bowl.
I understand.
It may be more like a Rum Bowl. That may be like the Rum Punch Bowl. That might be good.
The Rum Punch Bowl in Nassau.
Yeah, it'd be all about that too. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things we're talking about too is, you know, with this we'd have a rice run, you know, a 5K, a dirty rice cook-off, you know, kind of thing, a rice cook-off, and you know, there's a lot of things that are part of this process, and I got to tell you, it's really been a family affair. I mean, my beautiful bride Tracy is Justin. You've always had the hots for my wife. I understand that.
No. You know,
she's been a huge part of this process. Her she actually came up with the design, the concept for the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And then my nephew and my sister-in-law created the mark. Another good friend of ours, Jill Bloom, we were talking about the tagline, Our Time to Shine, and she said, yeah, Our Time to Shine, with the abbreviation AR, and we looked at it like, really? You know, how appropriate.
I like that.
So it's, you know, it's been fun. It's been friends and family involved. There's not been one dime, for the record, of university state money spent at this point. So I don't, one thing we all are so cognizant at this stage that, you know, there's no, you know, this has all been privately funded from the Peterson at this point from the Peterson retirement fund.
The coffers, I like
about
that.
Yeah. It's over.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, Blair's in the back seat, Justin. She wants to, you know, she's been with Channel 7 interning that she wants to come do the radio thing before she goes back. And I said, well, that's a circus, honey. I don't know if
yeah.
you can get a ticket to.
Well, you can ask Tyler, our intern, and we've got Matt as well, who's not here today. But let me tell you what my goal with interns is. I verbally abuse them for their entire internship in order to talk them out of this career. And if they stick around long enough, they get a job. So that's RJ Hawk, Headband, who's our executive producer. That's how they got their gigs here, is they put up with my crap when they were interns.
Well, she's grown up around the dinner table. She could probably handle that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I would be nice to her because I'm afraid of you. And as far as your wife goes, let me just say that I have the utmost respect for her. And the fact that you married over your head is paying off all the time, never more so than with the bowl game, apparently.
You married over your head also.
I am fully aware. Coach, game recognized game. I know.
Exactly. And
I know
this. We do owe you dinner.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes, I understand. We could go double or nothing, but I really would rather just get my steak dinner that I earned in our Super Bowl bet. Coach, that was months ago. You know, a Lannister always pays their debts. I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones. And a Peterson, I thought, always pays their debts too, but we're 5 months in now. It's about showtime.
Oh, gosh. This talk about getting played. You're right. Where's my credibility? Everything I just got done talking about went out the window.
I know it. I know. Yeah. Well, luckily, like in all other things related to you, I can count on Tracy to make sure this gets done.
Yeah, Tracy will make sure it happens.
All right.
Exactly right.
Well, Coach, be safe. I look forward to spending some time with you in New Orleans. We'll be at Sunbelt Media Days, and I know there'll be a lot of talk about bowl game there as well. But a lot of good things happening with the conference, with realignment and new teams in and a few teams out. But it's exciting times. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I do, too. And Justin, I appreciate you. Now, it's always good to talk to you. And you guys have a great, great Father's Day weekend.
You do too, Coach. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Happy Father's Day.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.